Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Listen, guys, I want to go through and just touch on something that I've been getting a lot of recently. A lot of people asking me all these questions about if I'm still bullish. And I'm going to say this because I want you to understand something. I want you to learn something because for me, what I do, it's all about empowering you to understand what's going on in front of your eyes. Yes, I've been doing this for a long time, but many of you have not. And that's why I'm here. And that's why you've helped me to become one of the leading podcasts in the world in this space is because I help out. I do what I can. So here's another little one for you. People are looking at Bitcoin and saying, well, hang on, it's pulling back now. Craig, are you still bullish? Absolutely, yes. The thing that I've got to say to you is this. We ask a lot of questions, and that's good. I mean, that's how I've learned. I'm a pain in the ass. I ask questions constantly. I'm a constant question asker. But the thing that I found out from being in the space and being a somewhat of a public figure, I suppose, and having opinions and being attacked and all the things that I go through, which I love, by the way, is that many people don't have an understanding of their own. And look, that's why my business does well. It's that simple. I help to give people clarity. I've got written checklists. I structure things. I don't just teach you all about technical analysis, guys. You guys know that. I teach you what you need to know to execute flawlessly within this marketplace. Now, here is the beat of the drum I want to go down right now is that people say, well, are you still bullish? Question mark. Or I get a lot of people, and this is funny, I get this, right? I get people that kind of go, oh, I don't think we've seen the lows, the bottom yet, Craig. I don't think we've seen it yet. And that's all I send. Nothing more. No reason. No, the reasons that I don't think, there's literally nothing. People just say, I don't think we found the bottom, and that's good enough for them. But it's not good enough. Okay, it's not good enough. If you're going to have an opinion, and that's fine, we've all got one, geez. There's nothing wrong with having an opinion. That's not what I'm getting at. Have a reason for having an opinion. Don't just say, I think that the sky is going to be red tomorrow. Why? I don't know. Just thought I'd say it. I don't think Bitcoin's found its bottoms yet. Why not? I don't know. Just don't. Okay, well, it means nothing. If you don't say it with conviction, if you don't have a reason for saying something, then why the hell are you talking? Again, let me get this straight. I'm not saying this to be, you know, telling people off. No, I love to hear what people have to say. I love to have people disagree. It's all good. You're never going to change my mind. I know what I know because I have structure. I have strategy. I have a way of doing things that, to me, are black and white. And look, to a lot of the students, it's black and white too. A lot of people that are learning, it's that most of it's black and white. There's some gray. Bottom line is this. I can tell you exactly the reason why I'm bullish. Why are you bullish? Because there's higher highs and higher lows on the daily. The weekly has got a micro too. The monthly is back in the cradle zone. The monthly is going to close in a couple of days. It's probably going to close very bullish, more than likely. They're my reasons. Why do you think we'll find new lows? Oh, well, because I read an article or somebody on Twitter said something. I don't give two shits about what anyone else says because I know what I'm looking for. Okay? Now, again, I'm trying to help you to, if you're going to say something, back it up. Okay? If you're going to believe in something, give me reason to believe. And I'll choose to believe or not. But give me something more than this micro story. If you've got a story, entertain me. Okay? You'll never change my mind. You'll never change my mind. Unless you're somebody who trades the way I do, you've learned the way that I trade from me or someone who trades just like me, and I've missed something. I will miss things. I've you know, it happens, man. I'm a human being. I make mistakes too, right? I've had my students in my Slack group. I've had people point out to me errors that I've made in my analysis, and I freely admit to it. I don't mind. I'm not a guru. I'm a dude who trades the markets and has been trading for 12 years, and I've been a year in crypto now. You know, that's it. I don't hide behind anything. I tell it how it is. I tell you who I am. I tell you what I'm doing. But if you're going to come out with a theory, give me some weight behind it. Like, you don't just walk out in a restaurant and give someone a piece of bread with no butter, no salt, no steak, no nothing. You'd be like, what's that? That, sir, is a piece of bread. Yeah, I know what it is, but why is it there? And then the waiter walks away. How confused would you be? Well, that's me. When you say, I don't think we've found the bottom. Or, here's another theory. Or, whatever it is that you're saying. Back it up. Catch my ear. Give me a reason. Entertain me. At least. But don't come through and drop your little message and say this and with nothing to back it up. And then if the market does go and create new lows, then you come out of the woodwork and you say, I told you so. But I'm not saying it because I care about the I told you so. I'm saying this to you guys right now. Genuinely, I'm saying this to you right now because if you've got a theory, back it up with something. You know what I'm like. I have written checklists for absolutely everything. If I say something, there's a reason for it. It's not just because I want to hear my own voice. So if you've got your theories, you do what you do, get yourself some reason, write yourself some rules. And if you don't have either of those, jump across to tradercob.com. And if you like mine, get it. If not, have a cracking day anyway. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.